This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Looks like baby vomit.
Being beat up and battered.
You like that, don't you?
Yes.
You play with baby vomit?
Yes.
Eat baby vomit?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Baby vomit?
Did you have rubber balls and liquor?
Yes.
Never mind. I must. Oh, ever eat an IHOP?
Yes.
While we're there.
You know the word Ness?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Gordon Ramsay.
Hi, Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Sean Jennings of Spokane, Washington figured there must be something easier than the divorce his wife wanted. Instead, police say he chose murder. They say he began by designing and building a haunted house in their garage, which included a hangman's noose. They say he told his wife it was for a skeleton and that the ladder was there so the noose could be tested to see if it would support the skeleton. They say he helped her up on the ladder because, oh, did I mention, she's in a wheelchair a lot of the time. She says he then turned on the radio loud and kicked away the ladder.
It sounds like your blueprint to success, Buzz.
She says she was able to get out of that noose. I can't go on. She says she was able to get out of the noose after convincing Sean she would not leave him after all and that she would never tell anyone what he had tried to do.
If you're listening, dear sweet Marcia, I want you to know this tape can be used as evidence.
Please do not let Buzz have the haunted house this weekend.
She called the cops from the parking lot at Walmart.
From her wheelchair?
Yes, apparently so. It doesn't use it all the time, just some of the time. Of course, this kind of thing won't happen when we start getting married to robots. A Dutch expert in artificial intelligence has written his thesis and earned his PhD for writing it.
Robot.
Thesis is called, we're just silly now. Thesis is called Intimate Relationships with Artificial Partners.
Hello.
Using 450 studies from a half dozen scientific fields, this thesis brings together the recent developments in robotics and our changing views on relationships. It concludes that eventually we will see robots as legitimate marriage partners. He points out that man hasn't always been. Now, here's an example.
The following radio show is being powered by an automated talking machine.
This guy points out that man has not always been affectionate toward pets. Historically, that's a recent development. He says if we can learn to love a dog, we can do the same with a robot.
Not a cat, though.
Yeah, but we don't F our dogs. Well, speak
perhaps
for yourselves.
Wisconsin, I think. As things stand now, condoms only come in two sizes.
Because that would be the ultimate goal with a robot, right? I mean, everybody would like to
have them.
In theory, you want to have the robot that's the butler. Mm-hmm. And you've seen the little thing that rolls out and brings drinks on a little tray. But what you really want is that holographic girl.
Yeah, like the robots you see in the movies where, but... You wouldn't need a marriage. It would just be, you could program it in, and when you're in the mood.
It's the perfect marriage because you would just leave her in the closet and shut the door when you don't want to screw her brains out.
Yeah. Wouldn't have to be a marriage, though, at all. It would just be there. It would be like an appliance.
Don't need a robot to lock him in a closet, Don.
Happy anniversary, Rob.
Yeah, 11 years of closet dwelling.
Yeah, condoms only come in two sizes, regular and magnum. Now, the world's largest.
Tell me. I'm a magnum man, Buzz.
I know. The world's largest condom convention is underway in South Korea this week, and the hot topic is offering more sizes and more smaller sizes, even condoms custom-made for you at your best. A study has shown that, given a choice, most men buy condoms that are smaller than the so-called regular.
I'm a tailor.
Why, is that to make themselves look bigger?
No, it's for a better fit, I think.
I wouldn't know. I don't wear rubbers.
Exactly.
I only go bareback.
The current standard.
Geronimo!
I just had a dozen of my condoms altered. I had them taken in.
Someday you'll be able to do that. The current standard.
And you know how they do? It's just like if you're having a suit taken.
How do they do that?
They take a little piece of chalk.
Yeah, that little white
thing.
And
draw little lines on my penis.
Yeah, and they just do it once, and they can do it for all your condoms.
Exactly. The current standard for condom manufacturing was set over a half century ago, and that standard is, can it hold 4 3/4 gallons of air? That's the standard we still manufacture condoms by today.
That's about the payload I bring.
Wow.
You're wondering.
Spread
the word.
You're wondering what that payload is.
Watch out.
But why is it air?
Just air comes out.
That's all.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Here we go.
We now know.
This is a buzz's alley.
We now know that that is what killed a Baptist minister in Montgomery, Alabama, back in late June. In fact, we now know much more than we wish we did. Autoerotic asphyxiation is when a person denies themselves oxygen while making passionate love to themselves.
Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
Supposed to bring an extra level.
Can't breathe, Irv.
Can't breathe, Charlie.
Supposed to bring an extra level of euphoria. And now the autopsy report is out for 51-year-old Reverend Gary Aldridge, and the smoking gun has it. They say he tied himself up as best he could.
Amen.
He was wearing rubberized underwear beneath two complete wetsuits.
It's like I'm hearing a story about myself.
He was wearing rubberized underwear under two wetsuits?
Right. And they also found inside of all that a toy.
Continue, please, Buzz.
Like a love toy?
Actually, yes. Yes.
A dildo toy.
Yeah. Hidden.
How hidden.
Sweet.
There?
Yeah.
Right.
Man, you know, get some Cialis or something. If that's what it takes.
And finally,
hard to believe this guy was a loser on American Idol.
Like me.
And a toy.
Finally, wanted to discuss with your peeps this weekend. A new survey asked, what would you do if an asteroid was... We've talked about this on the show before. What would you do if an asteroid was headed for Earth and we all only had 1 hour to live? You might be surprised at the answers. At number one, 54% said be with friends and family, even if it was just on the phone.
Yeah.
17% had various individual answers. But at number two, 13% said they would drink heavily. In third place, at only 9%.
Why do you have to do just one?
There's no reason.
I'd be with friends and family.
You multitask.
Sure.
You have to multitask. Don't you think? That's the ultimate time for multitasking.
You drink, you screw, you smoke, you drive your car backwards,
you
max out your credit cards.
And you buy that scooter.
You're goddamn right.
Right.
I agree.
You're goddamn right, Mike.
But in third place, apparently they only chose one, or perhaps in the survey they were only allowed to choose one. So number two, 13% said they drink heavily. Third place, 9% have sex. Only 9%.
What's wrong with those people?
Praying got fourth place at 3%. But tied for last place, looting and eating really fatty foods.
Looting.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Wow. All right, have a safe weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Sex, what about the other 56 minutes?
Exactly.
Got plenty of time.
This is Rob Spielak.
Multitask, 11 years.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
Happy anniversary, Carrie. I love you. And George Gobel.
Safe home, Rob.
Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.